Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is conference championship weekend in college football, and a lot of stuff to talk about as far as coaching is concerned. So a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Tim Murray from VSiN joins us. And Tim, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start with the Lane Kiffin of it all. And man, he likes to burn it to the ground, doesn't he? What did you think of everything that was the decision to go to LSU?
Look, I get it on the surface why you go to LSU. I think the bigger issue for college football is the calendar. Mm-hmm. And you look at the NFL, this would never happen. Now, the NFL is a little different of a monster. You can't really leave a head coaching post for another unless you're John Gruden. You get traded. But I understand why he left. It is a better job. But the way that he did it was just typical Lane fashion. Say, well, you know, I wanted to coach my team, but they wouldn't let me. Of course they're not going to let you. You're not leaving North Texas to go to Oklahoma State. You're not leaving Tulane to go to Florida. Those jobs are going to let you coach it out. You're leaving a playoff team to go to a conference rival. So it makes sense why Ole Miss is not going to allow him to do it. And then on the flip side, we do get news today that Charlie Weiss Jr. is going to stay through the playoff, which is good. Look, at the end of the day, and I know the argument has been, well, the kids get paid now, so whatever. I'm like, I get it, but they're still kids. Like, they're still wanting to win a national championship. So I do feel bad for, you know, the folks down at Ole Miss. I think Lane's a good hire. I think it was a smart decision by LSU to bring him in, but it just kind of stinks for them. As for a betting standpoint, I did ask an odds maker, what does he do to the line? I think he said like 1 to 1.5 points. It's not as massive as a move. He had texted me back a day or two ago saying that Charlie Weiss Jr. and the other pieces leaving would have affected it more, but now I think that they're staying. It doesn't ultimately affect it all that much. And we'll find out tonight. I'll say this real quickly. I have seen some people compare it to Jordan Travis getting hurt for Florida. It's not comparable. Jordan Travis is the starting quarterback of a Florida State team. Quarterback. Like, let's ask you this. At Vanderbilt, how much do you downgrade Vandy if Clark Lee left? Once again, point, maybe, two. How much do you downgrade them if Diego Pavia got injured?
They're done.
Touchdown. Yeah. 8, 9 points, right? It's a completely different ball of wax. So I don't think it's the same. And also, it's a 12-team playoff now, not a 4-team playoff. So Ole Miss is in. They're going to host a playoff game. I don't think they're going to get dinged by the committee. I think they'll probably stay at 6. I guess the question is, does A&M drop below them or stay ahead of them? But that's kind of who's going to host a playoff game, you know, and who are they going to play situation.
Tim, you touched on it at the top of your answer, but what needs to happen? Because this is just a bad look for NCAA, where the calendar needs to change. And not that this happens every single year to this type of magnitude, but this is a black eye. Something needs to change.
I agree. No, it does. I mean, you know, they changed the calendar a little bit to make the portal not open till January 2nd. So, in theory, the early playoff games aren't affected. Some of the bowl games won't be affected. But that all being said, I think the way it needs to change is the portal needs to be in the spring. And I know these coaches like to get players in for spring football, which I totally understand. But if we change it to the spring, we don't have this rush and this need for coaches to leave their post during the middle of a playoff run. I mean, I agree with you, Tim. And the fact it took 2 years. Like, the question last year was, hey, when is a coach going to leave before a playoff game? It took 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, it did not take any time at all. And here we are. And Kalani Sitake apparently is going to stay at BYU, but there was a thought that he might be headed to Penn State. And that's a fringe playoff team if they're able to win on Saturday against Texas Tech. So, look, I love this sport. It's a crazy, stupid sport, but they need to fix things. And the fix to me is the calendar. They've got to fix this calendar. That's what all college football reporters and fans have been talking about. And ultimately, you know, we're not there yet. So we'll see if it does get changed. But yeah, this is not a good look whatsoever for a team that's 11-1 and going to the playoff and their coach is leaving for another job.
So how do you size up the pending playoff field and anything catch your eye this weekend?
We'll start with the pending playoff field. We'll learn more today, certainly with the rankings. Mm-hmm. You know, as a Notre Dame fan, I'm getting a little uneasy because everything, you know, Miami had to do has happened.
Yeah.
Right? They've played exceptional football. They've blown teams out. And when the initial rankings came out, they were not playing very good football. They had just lost to SMU in overtime. They had lost previously to Louisville. But since then, they've kind of flipped the switch, and they've dominated their opposition. You know, they blow out Pittsburgh this weekend. And the question, and I, you know, tweeted out the comparing metrics, and they're very comparable between the Irish and Miami. And look, the ACC network is looking like a bunch of morons right now playing Miami and Notre Dame on nonstop. Let me just do a quick aside here. Hey, ACC, how about you figure out your outdated, idiotic tiebreakers and put your best team in? Mm. Like, the American, the conference that Navy is a part of, you know what they do? This is a crazy revelation. They put the best team in. Like, the tiebreakers in the American, if there's no head-to-head, they put in the highest ranked team. But this moronic conference that thinks there's holier than thou, they have 5 6-2 teams, five of them. The only one of those five who did not beat a ACC team with a winning record is Duke, and they're playing the ACC championship. Why? It makes no sense. And if you're going to be out here tweeting out that Miami should be in over Notre Dame, well, how about you just fix the problem and have your tiebreaker just put the highest ranked team according to the playoff committee in the championship game. And instead, the ACC could be left out completely. It is a reality. If Duke beats Virginia on Saturday night in Charlotte, they could be shut out. And James Madison, in theory, could get in. All right, I digress. But if Alabama jumps Notre Dame tonight, and that Miami-Notre Dame gap continues to close, and these metrics are very, very close, I think there's a reality where on Selection Sunday, the committee feels the pressure and just puts Miami in over Notre Dame. I'll just say this. I think Notre Dame and Miami are both top 10 teams in the country. And just the way it plays out, one of them's going to get left out. And I don't really feel bad. I'm a Notre Dame fan. I don't feel bad for Notre Dame or Miami. Don't lose two games. If you don't lose two games, you're in the playoff. There's no question about it. As for the games this weekend, I really like Georgia. And I know Kirby Smart has
not good against Alabama.
Alabama complex. Yeah. He's 1-7 against Alabama, lost earlier this year. They really were the better team in the second half. I thought Alabama came out with an amazing game plan. They went into the locker room with the lead, and they kind of held on for dear life. I think Georgia gets the best of them. It's in Atlanta. Plenty of Alabama fans will be there, obviously. I just haven't been in love with the way Alabama's been playing, to be honest, down the stretch here. You know, I thought they were very fortunate to escape Auburn with a win. Mm-hmm. I get it. It's a rivalry game. But, I like Georgia on the money line. That was my first bet. As for the other games, you know, I've kind of gone back.
Tim, how far does the loser of the Indiana-Ohio State game drop?
I think the loser drops to 3. I think my gut – so my gut tells me – well, this is assuming Georgia wins, which if I'm going to bet it, I'm hoping that it happens. But I think if Georgia beats Bama, I think it goes Big Ten winner 1, Georgia 2, Big Ten loser 3, Texas Tech 4. That would be my prediction. Now, if BYU upsets Texas Tech, that opens up a whole new ball of wax. Does Texas Tech, with 2 losses, get in? I think they do. The committee really likes Texas Tech. So that's, you know, I think we're going to find out some things tonight. Obviously, we won't know everything until Sunday. But, yeah, for me, the one game I really do like is Alabama. I'm just not there on Indiana, Ohio State yet. There's part of me, guys, that thinks Ohio State's in a bit of a letdown spot, as crazy as that sounds, because they know the deal. They won the national championship last year. They know this game doesn't really mean a ton, right? They're going to get a bye no matter what. And they just slayed their arch rival that they couldn't beat for, you know, four or five years. Now you look at this game, Indiana's going to be all sorts of jacked up for it. Mendoza's going for the Heisman Trophy. So, man, I'm kind of tying myself in the knots because I like underdogs, but I don't know if I'm there yet because I do think Ohio State is elite defensively. And I think Julian Sayin is actually a little bit underrated as a quarterback.
Tim Murray, let the people know what's going on at VSiN.
Yeah, catch me tonight, VSiN Primetime, every weeknight, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And then Masson 2, SiriusXM 158. On Saturdays, 9 to noon, we'll be getting you ready for only 5 championships games on Saturday. You know what, Tim? You mentioned how do we fix the coaching issue. Can we get all these games on Saturday? Yeah. Why do we need 4 games on Friday? Maybe 1 on Friday, but not 4.
Thanks, buddy. We'll chat next week.
All right. See you guys.
Hey, you'll want to tune in 5:30. We have a special guest joining the show. But if coming up next, Lamar Jackson has not played good football in a month. What is our level of concern about Lamar Jackson? Will we see that MVP-level Lamar Jackson again this season? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ravens back on the practice field today. No media availability, though, but our Darius Washington, Tavius Robinson on the practice field. We'll see tomorrow if Lamar Jackson is practicing. He has not been practicing on Wednesdays for a while now, and he has not played good football in a while as well. So where is your level of confidence that we see a good Lamar Jackson again this season?
Well, I'm concerned about the state of the Ravens offense, and I think it's hard not to be. Scale 1 to 10 level of concern, I'm somewhere 8.5. Short week or not, that Bengals defense gave it has invited people every week to find ways to exploit them. And the fact, and if you want to tell me self-induced errors and self-inflicted errors, whatever, self-induced penalties, I get it. Yeah. They made mistakes. But that's a game that they should have been able to, at home on Thanksgiving night, be able to take by the neck and not give up. And they have one great drive to start the game, and then they fall into the same sort of lethargic, low-energy, passive, low-tempo, low-execution football that they've been playing in the first half on offense for 2 months now. The quarterback's legs, I just thought, like, can it get a little better? Sure. Is he going to be able to put this team on his back the way he has before? I have a hard time thinking so. It just looks and feels off in a lot of different ways. Pittsburgh's a bad defense too. And could they get some things going against them at home? I mean, maybe, but it also doesn't feel like the pieces fit. I don't know who walks in there every day and feels like I'm at the top of my game and I can bring people with me. Like, I don't think the left tackle feels that way. Rashad Bateman certainly doesn't feel that way. You know, the tight ends, I mean, Andrews has to be thinking about what's next.
Likely
got to be thinking about what could have been. In terms of financially, Linderbaum's got to be wondering what's his market look like. I still think he'll do just fine, probably rich enough to get out of here. But Derrick Henry's visibly frustrated.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, when Lamar didn't put that ball in his gut in the second half and he would have had a touchdown and he runs for a yard, you could see the frustration.
And then going back to Lamar Jackson, him throwing his helmet when he came to the sidelines after the tip ball interception. And what's really concerning is just the accuracy, man. We haven't talked about Lamar Jackson missing layups in years. You got to go back to his rookie year,
Lamar, yeah.
Where he's just missing a Zay on an out route, on an easy pitch and catch on a third down, Keaton Mitchell on a swing pass, just multiple of those throws. And he's also coming up small in the biggest moments in terms of third down. We gave those numbers earlier, like 52.6% completion percentage there in the red zone, 44.8% completion percentage in the red zone. The accuracy is way, way off. And do the injuries play into that? I'm sure they do. But this is a team, the Steelers, that it hasn't really often at all brought out the best in him. Now they're coming off two straight wins against the Steelers, and I think that monkey off their back in terms of what the Steelers won 8 of 9 at one point, I think that's gone. But they got to find a way to win Sunday. It's not an elimination game, but it is a crucial game.
Ravens and Steelers Sunday, 1 o'clock, Baltimore Game Day on Censored, live from the Horseshoe Casino, starting at 10. I just got confirmation. Coming up next, very special guests. We're going to talk about a big-time fundraiser for Bubba. We had the Bubba guys in last week. Part of that whole thing, December 6th, will be joining us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour. with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Here on The Fan. We had the guys from Bubba on last week. They have a big fundraiser coming up this Saturday, December 6th. Bubba is Baltimore Urban Baseball Association. Joining us now to talk about it on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline is a man who is an Orioles Hall of Famer, a man who some say was the face of the turnaround of this organization in the early 2010s, a man with the WBC coming up, made the most iconic play in the history of the WBC, and a man who somehow calls Dennis Wyman a friend. It's Adam Jones. Adam, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time. Let's start with the event this Saturday. And how'd you get involved with Bubba?
Well, let's start with I think Dennis Wyman is my greatest accomplishment.
Yes, it
that'll
is.
That'll make him happy. No, you know what? I was reached out to by Bubba about 7-8 years back with Andy, and obviously the idea sounded great. I was in the middle of my career, so there was a lot of things going on, and then as I retired, I just started to pay more attention to the work that they're really doing, the area that they're at. And I'm like, I know this area. I know the space that they have. I know the impact that they can truly have. And, the Diamond Collective came in last year and bought it. And I know some people close working with it, with the Tony Gwynn Legacy East. And, it just all came together to do an event there and try to really build up this space, because it can be a tremendous asset to the Pigtown area and to the community of West Baltimore. It's a 20,000 square foot facility that has batting cages, weight room, classrooms. It's a multifaceted facility, very similar to what a Boys and Girls Club facility can do. But it's obviously, targeted around sports, but also targeted around education. It's not just about sports. If you don't have good grades, it doesn't matter how good you are, you can't play. So it's just good to be involved around it and getting the numbers. There's, I guess, over 350 people that's supposed to be there, and our target was 200. So I hope it's not a lot of autograph seekers. I hope it's people actually wanting to help and contribute to West Baltimore. So I'm excited.
What was your reaction, Adam, the first time you went in there? Because I went down there with my son. I'd heard about it through one of the teams he played on, Travel Baseball. And I walked in there and saw the track man and the stat man, and Andy starts showing me, hey, give me Mateo's stuff, and I can see how he compares to all these other 12-year-olds, and just everything that was available. And the fact that a kid living in that neighborhood could walk in there and know nothing about baseball, and here's a helmet, here's a bat, here's some college kids who, if you're here after school, can show you how to do things the right way. I was blown away the first time I walked in there. I'm like, I can't believe that this exists.
100%. Obviously, you know the city is very old. There's a lot of old warehouses and various things on both sides of the city. And, obviously it's not in the most safest area, with drugs and different things like that. So obviously there's a lot of challenges for the community and things like that. But again, it's such a safe space. Like I said, when you walked in there, you felt safe. Like, damn, this exists. I didn't know this actually exists out here in West Baltimore. And, you know, that's, again, that like how close it is to downtown, how close it is to Camden Yards, to Ravens facility, to M&T Bank. Like, it is part of the city. It's, and I think it's just been lost. And hopefully we can, in the community, you know, it's not about the outside community. I'm not asking my baseball celebrity friends. I'm not asking them to come to Baltimore and do anything. I'm asking the city of Baltimore, the people who live there, the people who have to reside there. Look, this is something to build up your community. I know it's a tough time right now for everybody, but this is something that can help build up the future. We always talk about kids are the future. Well, this is an opportunity and a space for not only kids, but for adults to come in, you know, again, like the Boys and Girls Clubs I did back in the day, it's a place where the adults can you know, do their resumes and try and do other things too, you know, and they put themselves in a better position. So it's for the community. It's not just for the kids. It's for the, I think Bubba can really be for the Pigtown and West Baltimore community.
And Adam, you've been such a great ambassador for the city of Baltimore, but last week we had Sebastian in, who, a recent graduate from Dunbar, and the most impressive young kid that you will ever meet. And just him growing up with it, he had been in this organization for 5-6 years, and now he's mentoring a 12-year-old. Just how important is that for this city?
Well, it's giving back. You know, I've always said, if you've been to my tailgates with BMO around town, it's always been Baltimore helping Baltimore. I mean, you got to support your city. You know, everybody, you can't live somewhere, complain about it, and not try to help it. So I think a lot of people, especially connected to me, know that, you know, my mission is to improve Baltimore. It's a city that is, obviously, it's not that big. So a lot can go a long way in the city of Baltimore. And to be a part of it, I'm not the spearhead. I'm not the catalyst of it. I'm just a person trying to continue push the message with my following, with my status. But there's so many people on the ground working hard daily, tirelessly to make this all happen. So those are the people that will be thanked on Saturday, because, you know, again, it's easy to put me on the headline, but, you know, the people that made the headline, the people that are pushing and working their tails off to make this event go, the stress that they're losing sleep. I'm not losing sleep over it. They're losing sleep over making sure that everything is happening. So again, I'm excited for it, and I'm excited for the turnout.
We're talking to Adam Jones, Inside Access here on The Fan. Adam, one of the things that I always was impressed with about you, even from afar, you're a West Coast kid, but you made Baltimore home, and something about Baltimore you fell in love with, and it's important to you. And I'm not naive. I know that not many people that play for the city, you wear Baltimore on your chest, but not many guys are from here. Like, what is it about Baltimore that you fell in love with, and why is that so important to you?
Well, I fell in love with Artie Fugit. I think that like cemented a lot. And then, you know, the team fell in love with me, and the city fell in love with me, you know, and it was a love relationship. You know, the fans, the city fell in love with my mother. They treated her with more respect than me, you know. That's crazy, because the city loves me, but they absolutely adored my mother, which means more to me. I spoke with a lady today, and she was just telling me stories about my mom, and, you know, just like those kind of things. You know, as I used to tell Dan Collins this all the time, no need to shout out his name, that when I, you know, he always used to ask me about, like, you know, this and that and like accomplishments. I'm like, you know, when I'm done, I can reminisce on it. I can think about it. And now I can, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I can go watch highlights of myself and be like, oh, well, damn, I used to be able to do that. Now I get off the couch and say, like everybody else. So, you know, it's cool to be able to reminisce, but the love that the Orioles fans have showed me, my family over the years, you know what I mean? Like my brother's cousins, they be in West Baltimore. They be on North Ave, you know what I mean? The love that the people, I tell them not to, but you know, my folks, the Baltimore fan base has really shown my West Coast West Coast family so much love, and I love that.
Like, you do have time to reflect now. You're about to have 6 hours on a plane flying over here. Like, the trade, right? And where you were at your life and being a West Coast guy and a West Coast organization. Yeah. And it had to be a shock. But then to think of how, like, how much it's changed you, how much it's a part of your fiber now. You wouldn't have the same family, obviously, without that you know, that trade. Like, you wouldn't have this crazy bond with this city that you probably knew nothing about at the time of the trade. How often do you reflect on things like that?
Yeah, I do. I really do. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? If I never got traded, where would I be in life? You know, that's part of the game. I was fortunate enough to get traded to where I had a situation to where I was able to play every day. You know, what if in Seattle, I was, you know, up and down. Like, all these things you never know. You know, again, I think one of the biggest things in my career was the second day of spring training in 08 when I just got traded over there. It was Dave Tremblay said, this is your job to lose. You tell me that. You tell somebody that with already, you know, some with just fire in his belly, like, mm-hmm. it's going, like, let's go. So, like, that's all I needed to hear. I didn't need to hear all this other stuff, all this other noise. I just need to hear, this is your job to lose. Well, hey, in a sport, you go out there and play as hard as you can for as long as you can. So the biggest thing was for me getting the opportunity. Again, I love Seattle. Seattle was a great organization. They were very transparent in everything. They were extremely honest and straightforward with all the information, with everything. They're telling me, you know, this is how, when the trade happens, like, this is what's going down. You know, we pulled me from the Venezuela winter ball, you know, and they just, you know, very transparent with everything. So I got nothing but love and respect for them and their fans. They've always been great, and they treated my mom great also. So it was just, again, it's business. I was the young prospect. And again, as I got older, I seen how, you know, you like, oh, let's package this young dude. Nobody cares if he's in high A, double A, package him, trade him. And I was at the triple A big league level at that time, but I see how trades formulate now. And, you know, obviously throughout my career and just how guys get moved. And, you know, it's part of the business. But one thing that happened was it allowed me to go and play. 08, 09, 10, we were not, in 11, we were not supposed to contend worth a damn. So it was, my brother would always talk to me like, hey, man, go out there and show what you can do. Tony Gwynn would always tell me all the same thing. Hey, you got an opportunity to go play every day. Like, go and do what you can do. So it was, I didn't have much stress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was fortunate enough to have good Baltimore media. You guys, it was at max, you know, when the Yankees come in, you get maybe 20, but at max, it's, you know, 6 to 8 guys. 6, 7. I'll use that one. guys in the clubhouse. So, like, and you guys were always fair. So, it, like, I don't know. People always say you could have played in the big market, could have done this, but, you know, also could have been hated in the big market. Mm-hmm. I like to be loved in a fantastic small market like Baltimore. Hey, I'll take it. Like, the love and the genuineness that the city shows is nothing more than spectacular. And again, the connections I've made, I'm at the golf course, the fantastic Baltimore Country Club that I'm at. Like, there's so many amazing things, the food, the restaurant places, you know, the Atlas people, talking to Alex, like, you just able to reach out to Chad Galls and different people, like, instead of going there, again, I get the special treatment of some sorts, but, like, the genuineness of it is what I love. And, you know, again, if I'm out, you'll see me Sunday tailgating somewhere, and people will be genuinely cool around me. They won't be like, what's up? Because they already know. You do all that, you got to buy me a shot. So the genuineness of people keeps their pockets light, keeps their pockets, you know, tight. So, but again, it's always been a simple love and a natural love that they've always shown me. So, and again, I've said this before that I'm very, to myself, I think I'm very approachable. Not all the time. I think everybody has their bad moments. But, you know, if I'm at a tailgate, if I'm at a place that's people are having fun, I'm having fun, having a good time. So, you know, I think I've ingratiated myself in the Baltimore community.
And what's cool is you still have a role in the organization post-playing career, special advisor to Michael Elias, community ambassador. And the Orioles have been active early on this offseason, bringing in Taylor Ward, Andrew Kittredge, Ryan Helsley. What have you thought to the start of the offseason?
I really like the moves. Obviously, there's more to be done. You know, next week the winter meetings start. So I think a lot of people are really excited about that. You know, again, movement always excites the fans. Fans want
Obviously, every fan wants the biggest contract, the biggest name, type A free agent. But I think fans are really starting to understand how our organization is and how we have to piece and match. But I think healthy is a hell of a signing. No pun intended. But, you know, the crazy part is I grew up on Hell's Bells with Trevor Hoffman. Yes. So yeah. it's going to be kind of cool hearing that at Camden Yards. A guy who's been a multiple all-star and, you know, top end closer for the last X amount of years. So great signing in my opinion. Obviously, losing Bautista for X amount of months will be a damper, but we got a front of the line closer. Now, again, there's still after Valentine's Day till we all report. So there's still a lot of work to be done. Still a lot of free agents out there and a lot of moves, trades, all various things, as you know how we operate. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting. And I can't wait to get down to the winter meetings and hear what ideas that they have.
Adam, this has been great, man. The event's December 6th at Bubba. Go, come on out and, as Adam said, help out this great organization.
BubbaBaseball.org. Yeah. Even if you can't go to the event, there's so many ways to mentor, help out down there. Bring your baseball team down there. Use the facility, BubbaBaseball.org.
Adam, while you're on that flight and you're thinking about all the things you have, thanks to that trade to Baltimore, and obviously your wife being important, but most important, there would be no Dennis Wyman if not for that trade to Baltimore. So think about that while you're flying.
You know what? There's a reason why Dennis is around. I mean, Dennis is awesome. I'm not the reason why Dennis is here. Maybe the reason why Dennis is a little cooler.
I wouldn't go that far.
Mandy's way cooler.
Yes.
I'm a reason why Dennis is cooler. Yes. I didn't say cool. I said yes. Cooler.
Yeah, no.
And, you know, I try to promote people the best way I can.
Can we get him in some grills?
Grills? Like an actual, like the grills for your teeth?
Like you wore at the party.
No, that right there is a little past him. But what I'm really trying to do is continuously reiterate the fact that jerseys aren't to be tucked in.
Correct.
So I think he's pulled it out around me. Not bad. He's pulled his jersey out around me a few times.
So, isolate that, Ben.
I'm happy that my influence, my influence is felt when I'm with him. Definitely, he takes pictures from the waist up when I'm not around because he knows I would grill him. So, you know, it's a growing fashionable relationship also.
Yeah. Adam, thanks so much, man. Appreciate your time.
See you
we'll
Saturday.
See you Saturday.
Safe travels.
All right, see you guys.
Adam Jones. We'll come back, get the text today, yada, 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 get ready for Infinity, which goes into Maryland basketball. Starts at 7 here on the Fan. Adam Jones will be officially the text of the day as we went along with him. But when you get a chance to talk to Oral Hall of Famer live from Barcelona, he's got the big event Saturday, December 6th, you might go a little along with him. But that was great.
Yeah, and again, I urge people, there's a whole lot of different ways you could get involved with Bubba, who have been doing great things with not enough of a spotlight shined on them for a long time in this city. So, again, BubbaBaseball.org, BUBA.
Bone, what do we got on tomorrow's show?
Yeah, tomorrow's show will be at CQ Arena ahead of the Towson-Cornell game. So Dylan Williamson, Tyler Tejada, they will both be joining us. Their head coach, Pat Scarry, as well. And Jimmy Patsos is going to be on the call for that game.
Frankie the Wonder Pup, I hope. I hope Frankie
the
Wonder
Pup. Do they let him in the
CQ? Of course.
Yeah, I hope so.
They should have Doc the mascot walking around with Frankie.
Sunshine.
I don't want to tell them how to promote their product, but people who wouldn't want to take a picture with Doc and Frankie.
Coming up next, you got Infinity Sports Radio for an hour, followed by Maryland basketball. They take on Wagner.
No Boomer and Valenti?
No, that's Friday.
What do those guys have to do to get an hour?
They get an hour on Fridays.
Oh.
Yeah. Maryland basketball pregame coverage with Mike Popovic starts at 7, tips at 8 right here against Wagner on 105.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.